Hey everyone, welcome to
Anime Siphon,
a weekly podcast where four friends from different walks of life come together through their love of anime, taking on the world one step at a time. I'm Lucy.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Xavier.
And I'm Delvin.
It's our first week. Woo! Look at us go.
Woo!
Showing out.
This week, we're going to do kind of like an introduction type thing. We're just going to talk about kind of what got us into anime. But very quickly, before we start, we're going to shout out a few friends because it's their birthdays. We don't know if they're ever going to listen, and if they don't, that's okay. But we know that we love them. So big old shout out to our good friend Ryan.
The day we're recording is his birthday, yeah.
Grady man.
And then it's also Brian's birthday next week. But we're going to shout him out today because hello. Woo! Happy birthday, Brian!
Happy birthday, guys!
So yes, we're going to talk about what got each of us into anime. So Luce, you want to start?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember, but like in 2011 or 2012, there was still a Funimation channel on certain TV providers, and I stumbled upon it one day, and it was playing XXXHolic, if you guys remember that one.
Oh, yes.
Iconic show.
Oh my god, it was great. But I kept turning it on because it was very interesting, and I remember they did the whole thing about the Red String of Fate, which I thought was super cool. And then they had D. Greyman popping up as well. And I was like, wait, that's the same actor. This is so cool. Because I was watching the English version, because again, Funimation. And then I ended up watching the last episode of Ouran High School Host Club.
Oh, major spoilers.
Major spoilers. But I think the same day it started playing the first episode of Fairy Tail. And I was sold. So I started watching those two. And so I think the first anime I watched all the way through was Ouran High School Host Club, followed by Soul Eater.
Nice.
Which remains one of my favorite to this day. So that was probably like around 7th grade. And at the time, I kept sort of my love on that, on the DL. Because, I don't know about you guys, but in my school, it wasn't really popular, I guess, to like anime. It's not like, you know, now it's more common to be like, oh, I watch anime. And someone's like, oh, have you seen this show? But in middle school, you wouldn't talk about it unless you knew for a fact someone else was into it. So I had a friend who had like a Ouran pin on her backpack, and it was something really subtle. It was either like the rose, or it was Usa-chan or something. And I was like, you watch Ouran High School Host Club? She goes, you watch? And I go, hell yeah, I do. Which one's your favorite? And we sort of bonded over that. In, I think, my senior year, my friends were watching, like, My Hero and One Punch Man. And I'm like, oh, okay, so now you want to watch it. I've been alone for 6 years watching this by myself.
Are you exposing them?
I gotta expose my friends. It's healthy.
Yeah, fair, fair, fair.
But I do the same.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it got to a point where I was like, I started off watching the English dubs, and then I started getting into the subs as well, because I would grow impatient while waiting for new seasons. But I got to the point where I could be like, oh, that's Todd Haberkorn, that's J. Michael Tatum, that's Shirmy Lay. These are all Funimation people, if people are like, I don't know these names. But I'd sit there, and I'm like, yeah, you know. He's Ida, he's Kyoya, he's Sebastian. It's a problem. Anyway, that's how I got into anime.
I have to go back already, because I also watched Ouran. So who's your favorite host? I don't think I know this.
Oh, I think it's Hikaru. Hikaru.
Hikaru, that's a good one, that's a good one.
Hikaru or Mori?
Oh, Mori-senpai all the way! Oh.
Total opposites.
Oh, I love Mori-senpai.
Do you know originally he was supposed to be the love interest?
Yes. I want that. I want that it show. More. Funimation, hear us out, okay? We're a brand new podcast, yeah? We've got ideas.
Call us.
Right.
Call us. Call me. And then I'll put everyone in it that's in this podcast because they need to be in it.
Yeah, side note, for people who don't know, but each and every one of us on this podcast is an actor, and I think we all have an interest in voice acting, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Look at us.
Funimation, call us.
Once again.
Like, Funimation, please. I'm trying to make an anime. Please.
Oh.
Honestly, actually contact him, because hello.
Hello, it's so, his ideas, great.
He has some top-notch ideas.
a genius.
Thank you. I love you guys.
I love you. Hello. We have to hype up.
We do. We have to hype up our boy.
I love the idea. Do you guys remember what watching the first episode of like iconic animes like My Hero and like Fairy Tail or yes. What's iconic now? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that feeling?
Of just like, ah, this is gonna be good.
I immediately thought about Fairy Tail when you were talking about it, and you're like, and then Fairy Tail started, and I remember stumbling upon it on Netflix, like the dub, and I was like, oh, I'm into this.
The dub of Fairy Tail is pretty good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's one I could go either way on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. True.
Although, I'm gonna be perfectly honest, one of the reasons why I watched the first episode of Fairy Tail is because it starts off like, I'm Lucy Heartfelia, and I was like, oh my god, we have the same name.
And now you're like,
I'm Lucy.
Now you're like, do Lucy. I have to be Lucy Heartfelia if we do a Fairy Tail cosplay?
Just let me be happy, man.
That's accurate.
I mean, he is the protagonist.
This is true.
That's something we can debate.
Actual question.
He's going to be in the spinoff.
I mean, it's on Google.
Yes, spinoff. Come on, Google. That's on Google.
That's on Google.
Ugh. Hey, Rachel, what got you into anime?
Lovely segue. Look at you. For me, I don't know. I don't think mine is like, I don't know. I feel like mine's low-key boring, but anime was not really allowed in my household when I was growing up.
Telling your mom.
No, wait. She might listen. Listen, Mom, I love you. First off, that's okay. Everyone has their taste, right? I mean, like, you know, I watched your standards of, like, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh, Pokemon, Beyblade. I watched those because they would come on Saturday mornings, and I was allowed to watch it then because it was Saturday morning. My mom was like, go watch TV. I was like, all right, sounds good. Or I would be, like, watching. I could, like, really watch it at my grandma's house because she had cable, and my mom couldn't tell me what to do there. So I was like, I gotta turn on Pokemon. Come on. It's on. I like definitely fell off for a couple of years, like especially after like elementary school. I didn't watch any. And then I remember being on YouTube, like on my little laptop that was Nickelodeon themed. Don't ask me why.
That's iconic.
It was called a slime.
I remember those.
That's cool.
Mine was, it was a little Dell laptop.
Hey, and I'm not little.
Oh, wait, hold on. No, wait. It was one of those, and what was cool about it, which I don't know why they don't do this now. They're all like, oh, let's make them sleek and professional. No. Mine was like, it had white, but then it had, you know, the iconic green slime.
Yeah.
It had that cascading down from the top. It looked really cool.
That's sick.
Nice.
I had a pretty sick first laptop, you know what I'm saying? But I remember being on that and like on YouTube, and I stumbled upon I don't know how I got there. I think I was watching, you know how like AMVs?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think I watched one of those. I don't remember which one, but I remember being like, oh, I like the music. Also, what's this show? Let me look it up. I think I finally found it, and it was the first like full anime that wasn't like, you know, Pokemon or anything that I watched all the way through. It was a show called Mermaid Melody.
Oh no.
Boys, hear me out. I watched all 52 episodes on YouTube because they were all on YouTube, and this was in Japanese. There's no English dub anywhere, I don't think. And if it is, it was like fan made, but it was clearly like what we used to be on a small 90s TV, because it had like the timestamp as well. Like as you're watching it, it would be like 8:30 or whatever. And then I just would stumble upon similar things or like the similar format of that. And then I was also thinking like either the end of sixth grade, starting seventh grade. And one of my oldest best friends, we're still like very close. She was also into anime, so we started talking about it, and I was like, oh, sick, okay. But I did also low-key hide it for a while because, you know, people were like, ugh, ew, anime? And now I'm like, I don't care. Because now anime's mainstream.
Facts.
But yeah, then that's how I got into like Inuyasha and things like that. So I feel like that's why I weirdly know some of these weird off-the-wall animes that are from the 90s.
Because they're just all on YouTube.
They're all on YouTube, and they're geared toward a very specific audience, and I was that audience at the time. I was like, romance? Give it to me. Still big fan of romance. I'll still go back and watch some of them. There's one that's still, the entirety is still on YouTube, and I still go back and watch it.
And that
it's called Fushigi Yuji, and I could talk about that show for so long because the story is chef's kiss. Xavier.
Well, mine's a long story because my dad was into like, try not to make it too long. Okay. No, my dad was into like Chinese like martial arts movies.
Ooh.
Same.
So yeah, that's the start. So like, just picture like young me watching like bad English dubbed martial arts movies, you know, when the mouths don't match up.
Picturing it.
Mm-hmm. And you know the words keep continuing after they speak. But
I'm with you.
Oh, it's so good.
So watching those. And then like the most memorable one is like Hidden Dragon Crouching Tiger. That one,
yes.
I remember.
I love that movie.
So yeah, I grew up with like swords in the house. Like I'm pretty sure like in my dad's office in the house, he has like a bunch of swords still. He still does.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. They're all blunt and stuff. So, you know, there's one like small one that's really sharp, but other than that, they're all like blunt. But so that's how I got started because I used to wake up like Saturday mornings. This is like for like, I guess I'm an older head when it comes to anime because like I used to watch it. This is going to get real deep, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cable channel 53, you know, before Cartoon Network comes on. Oh. And this is for Georgia. You know, that graveyard slot when, you know, kids wake up really early. Not really supposed to be watching TV, but, you know, anime comes on because it's, like, early in the morning because anime wasn't popular when we were, like, children. And I started watching, like, Yu Yu Hakusho. And then now I'm realizing, like...
Toonami?
No, but it was, like, before Toonami was, like, a thing because it was in the morning.
Oh,
they had some anime in the morning.
Okay.
But, yeah, so that's how it started for me because I was watching Yu Yu Hakusho, Rurouni Kenshin, which is, by the way, just putting this out there. I saw a trailer today. They're making a movie. It looks excellent. Just putting that out there. What else? Yeah, that's how I started with those. And then after that, I just like started watching. Which is, I'm going to get more in detail on our later episodes because like when we have like the harem episode, I have to explain some of these things I'm about to say. But like when I go to my friend's house and we watch, if you guys remember Gonzo. Yeah, you know, watching some shows on that website, and that's how like me and my friends connected. Because my friend actually lived in my same neighborhood, so I used to go over there and watch anime and stuff over that. So yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's weird because like my sister's not really into anime, but she got me into Pokemon, which is like another Americanized, I would say, American version of anime because how they turned it and filtered it.
Took out the
but,
gun.
Yeah,
episode.
So it's like. Yeah, so it's like my dad with like Asian culture, my sister with like, she's basically a 90s baby, she's 10 years older than me, so her coming in with Pokemon and Dragon Ball, and then I took the torch and ran with it, you know, full on.
Yes, anyway. He did, to the Olympics.
To the Olympics. Anime Olympics. I love it.
Anime Olympics, you know, where you try to be Natsu, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That joke. Now,
I was thinking anime Olympics where everyone just like, this is like very toxic of the anime community, but they just see who has the best anime knowledge and they're just arguing and gaslighting everyone.
The gatekeepers unite.
Gatekeepers unite. I kind of, Loki, when is it happening? I want to watch it.
That'd be a funny anime.
Everyone just starts off and they tie that like that band around their head.
We bring in those four guys that fought over Pokemon cards in Target, and now Target no longer sells Pokemon cards.
Don't talk about Nick and Oscar like that.
Did you not hear about this?
Yo, chill.
No, I did not hear about that. Like, what happened?
Yeah, so in Wisconsin, a guy got attacked by four grown men for buying baseball cards. And so because of that, Target no longer sells Pokemon cards or any sort of sports trading cards.
Dang. I mean, to be honest, though, like, those cards, if they're rare, they do go for a lot.
That's true.
Like, baseball cards especially.
Mm-hmm. Also, it was baseball cards, right?
Yeah, but...
My mistake.
And Yu-Gi-Oh cards, because, ooh.
Oh.
Ooh, God.
Like, the old 90s ones.
I used to have some. I think my mom got rid of them, which is fine.
I still, like, I have a collection of... Actually, I think it's still in my room, and sometimes I look at it, but there's a collection with, like, Blastoise cover on it, and it's like just a bunch of Pokemon cards from like XD and all that stuff. So
yes, I carry an Eevee Pokemon card
I have a big collection of Pokemon cards, even like some of like the original cards with Japanese writing on it.
Nice. Those, ooh, you might want to look those up. They might be expensive.
I'm planning on it.
$10. Yeah, some, not the $10. Hold on.
I can pay off my college.
$10 college, you know, loan? Great. Love it. Delvin, so you talk about Yu-Gi-Oh. How did you get started on anime?
Okay. Buckle up, kids, because this is a journey that takes place over years.
All right. Delvin and I are so in sync.
So, I was but a child. Couldn't be older than 3, 4, 5. I'm watching Pokemon, obviously. Yu-Gi-Oh would come on. I was on and off of Yu-Gi-Oh, honestly.
But, how dare you?
Pokemon was my thing right there. But also, I'd see episodes of Dragon Ball Z and Dragon Ball GT, and I was like, this is really dope. Goku is an amazing character. And so I went out to the store and I saw a toy. I'm like, it's Goku. I later learned years later it was actually Yamcha, but I didn't know. I was only 5. And I just take it to school and be like, look at my Goku toy. And everyone's with me like, yeah, that's Goku. I have like this giant Piccolo. I'm like, this is the best. I'm a huge fan of this. And then it goes off and no one's talking about it for years. And so it gets to the point I'm only hearing about Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon growing up. And I'm like, okay, these exist. And I still like them. And eventually Bakugan comes into the mix. And
that's what I just thought about.
Beyblade comes in. And I'm like, yeah, these are all real dope. But no one's talking about Dragon Ball. And I get to, like, 6th grade, and I'm like, okay, I guess I just have to accept the fact that I made this show up, and this is in my head, and one day I'm gonna create it myself.
Okay, fever dream?
The summer after I finished 8th grade, I see Nicktoons puts Dragon Ball Z Kai on the channel. And so I'm like, It's real? And so I'm spending basically that entire summer watching Dragon Ball Z Kai, and like the first year of high school. I even get my dad to watch the Cell games with me, who, like X's father, was really into martial arts movies. So we'd watch some martial arts movies, Master of the Flying Guillotine, 5 Deadly Venoms, and we'd watch some Dragon Ball Z Kai. And eventually that ends, but I have a few video games now because they started coming out again. And I'm like, wait, there's more after this. There's the Majin Buu saga, but it stops after the Cell saga on Kai. So I go on YouTube and I watch the rest, just like, you know, the little 3 parts per 1 episode. And I have to just keep going until I finish. And, well, first of all, before I did that, I had to restart the entire series from just regular Dragon Ball Z.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Dang.
And so I finished that. I watched GT, and then by junior year of high school, I decided I'm gonna watch all of Dragon Ball. So I watched from Dragon Ball all the way to GT, and in the mix of that, I start watching Naruto. I start watching Fairy Tail. I got 6 episodes into One Piece, but stopped because I'm like, I'm not rocking with it. But eventually I got back into it in quarantine, and I'm mostly caught up because I haven't watched anything in a couple of weeks, honestly.
On episode 3000.
But yeah, I remember seeing Naruto when I was younger, but I didn't really want to watch it then either. But I started watching in high school, and I was like, this is amazing. Why was I so stupid as a kid? And
you didn't know
that's
true
pretty
art.
Much my story.
Nice.
Yes. Watched all of Dragon Ball. Oh my god.
I mean, yes, who didn't, right?
Multiple times. From Dragon Ball to GT, like 6 times.
Oh my
and
god.
Then
nice.
I've seen Super only once because I'm waiting for the anime to actually come back so I could finish that and then go rewatch it all. But
yeah,
I'm caught up on the manga for that too. So there we go.
I love the commitment.
But isn't it crazy though? We all go through that cycle of like, we're not trying to get bullied, and now it's so acceptable. Like, grade is accepted.
Yeah.
But like, oh, dang, no. I went through a lot.
Once I found these shows again, I was open about it because honestly, no one at my school wanted to mess with me.
Well, Delvin, oh. I'm not trained in martial arts.
I remember watching like Hack and stuff. Granted, I shouldn't in hindsight because, you know, like sometimes manga have complete sections of complete editions and like they have like some art in there that is, you know, like, you know,
yeah.
What's the word?
Yeah.
Mature for a young audience. And and so my mom told me not to bring this because it was Hack. If you guys know Hack, the anime.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's an, actually, I think it was probably one of like the biggest isekais in the 90s because it was based off of, I think, Sword Art. It's different because like they dive into this world gaming, but then they get kind of, they get stuck. Sword Art, I'm watching you. So I think they get stuck or something starts happening to the players and stuff like that. But so yeah, I was watching that and you know, every anime has its waifus and its characters. And yeah. So I had this, I bought it with my own money. First, I want to state that. Mom,
come
I love
on,
you.
Own money.
I love you, mama, but you messed me up. Okay.
Damn.
But so I bought it with my own money. It was like $20. And I'm like in like, what is it? Is it junior high? Yeah, I'm in junior high. I think sixth grade. Yeah, sixth grade. And so, you know, I'm still young. $20 is a lot, you know?
It's still a lot now.
Well, yeah, but as a young kid, you're like, students? Like I saved up $20, which, you know, as a kid, we get no money anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
So
we don't work.
And then, so I brought the Hack to school. I shouldn't have brought it to school.
Oh, no.
But no, I didn't get in trouble with the teacher because she never saw, like, the pages because they're in between, like, chapters. And so I'm reading it, but this girl beside me, I'm not trying to expose anybody, so I'm not going to name her. I don't know if we'll get big.
That's all right.
But still.
No, that's all right. That's all right.
So she would make fun of me about it. And then, you know, we would trade some snarly comments, you know, back and forth. Because, you know, you're going to talk to me. But I'm, you know, I'm not raised that way. And
yeah.
And so, like, you know, I would shoot my shots back and so forth. It sucks because eventually, like, it got to the point where we ended up, I wouldn't say fighting. Because, you know, I don't. As a young age, I didn't do that either. But I don't fight.
Arguing?
Mm-hmm. No, it went to a physical altercation, but I just didn't fight back in a sense. Because what happened, it got to the point, because like, Kindle, shout out Kindle, because Kindle would also be reading manga like Naruto and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And like I let her see Hack. She enjoyed Hack and stuff like that. So me and Kindle was sitting at the table because like, you know, we're in like sixth grade, so desks are put in fours, but there's only three of us at this little desk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so Kindle's in front of... Oh, I said her name.
No last names.
I can also just bleep it out.
And then... So they were sitting in front of each other, and she was sitting beside me. So she would see me looking at the book, and then she started calling me names. And it got to a point, like, weeks later where we were going to our other class, because, you know, class is just basically across the hall. So we're lining up on the lockers. And she just kept talking to me. And then eventually, like, we got into the classroom. Shout out my teacher, Miss Waters. I can say that. But she pushed me into a desk, right? And, you know, I'm not taking that lying down. So, like, I did the knee check thing.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
And so she fell into a desk. Planned perfectly. Perfectly planned. And then that set her off and she started swinging at me. So, also, that's why I have, she had rings on. So that's why I have, like, if you ever see the two scars on my neck, that's where that came from.
Oh, my God.
So, yes.
Dang.
And then... Long story about anime. But, and so then I would never got in trouble if, you're gonna have to bleep this one out, if would never instigated and told the teacher there was a fight. Even though I was bleeding down my neck, yes, I did not feel the pain. I was fine.
Come on, adrenaline.
But I would never gotten in trouble because once I got in trouble, they figured out what book we were arguing about. They looked at it, told my mom. She ripped out the pages. It was a collector's edition. Collector's edition.
Oh,
she ripped out the pages with the pictures in it.
And then
she hid the book. And I came back because I remembered, kids, we forget. So I remember the book in like high school. I was like, you still got that, you know, Hack book? She's like, oh, no, I threw that away. I was like, threw it away? So yeah, mom, yeah. I still remember that. That one hurt me. But it was my fault. I do agree. I should have never took the book. You told me not to. So it's on me, but it still hurt because, you know, you ripped out the pages and you threw the book away. So somebody's reading a like uncompleted hack three chapter edition. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, my dad brought me home Dorothy of Oz, if anyone's read that manga.
No.
Which is where I learned the phrases dirty pervert and.
Wow.
I think I learned the word hentai too.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't even in middle school yet because I can remember because I can imagine what bedroom I was in because I moved around a lot. But it was entertaining because modern day girl gets pulled into the world of Oz.
Isekai.
Yeah.
And at the end of every sort of every book because I bought it in books, like I didn't read it chapter by chapter, I read it book by book or volume. That's the word I'm looking for. There was always a little side story about the author who is writing fighting with the characters about deadlines and things like that.
I've seen those on like webtoons. It's so funny.
And you know, it had the traditional like girl has superpowers, therefore we're gonna strip her and then put more clothes on her.
Of course.
So I was like 9 and my mom came to tuck me in and I said, "Mommy, what's a dirty pervert?"
Oh no.
And I just remember the look on her face and she goes, "Where did you learn that?" And I opened the book my dad had given me and I don't think either of them really knew what was in it because it wasn't bad, it was just these ending chapters. But also all the women had like huge boobs and
classic.
I mean, that's the staple of anime right there.
Yeah,
well, it's getting better.
The fan service, yeah, I mean, it is what it is, you know.
Back in 2007, that was the way. Maybe that's where it started.
This is the way.
My dad bought me
this is the way
manga.
Nice.
I remember buying my first manga from Barnes & Noble.
Nice.
Because they have a whole manga section. I think it was like a take on Alice in Wonderland. But I think, I don't want to say they were gangs because I don't think that's what it was.
That'd be cool though.
That'd be dope.
Honestly, like, you know, well, but they were, it was something weird because they were in like sections. It was an isekai because she was like not from that world originally. But it was like the Mad Hatter had his place, and the Red Queen had hers, and the Cheshire Cat had his own thing. Like, they were, like, sections, but also all the other, like, you know, the NPC characters essentially didn't have faces.
Oh, wow.
I wouldn't be in Hatter Gang.
Yes. I don't know. It was really weird. I'd have to reread it, because I think I bought, like, the first three, like, volumes, and they were thick.
Hold on, I'm looking this up.
Yeah, but Barnes & Noble, because like every time my mama goes to the mall, there'll be a Barnes & Noble. I go to the section, sit down, relax, read a manga.
Pull out a chair, get some coffee. They're like, "Sir, you can't be here. I'm in my own space. I'm relaxing."
Yeah, and I think my public library had a few of them too. So I used to go into a little kid section, sit down. And I also had Dragon Ball on VH tape, you know?
Nice.
Oh, nice.
That's what I saw. That was my first time seeing the Broly movie.
Oh, for real?
Original. Yep. Nice. From my own library.
It just hit me right now. Another reason that makes it me more dumb for thinking I made up Dragon Ball Z.
Wait, is Delvin admitting he's dumb? Oh my God, guys.
I tell you I'm dumb almost every day.
No. Sorry, go on.
I also say you're dumb. But
but I know this, okay? I told my new manager I didn't know how to do math.
I don't either. It's okay.
He said 8 times 3, and I went, "I don't know that." Not me exposing myself.
I almost said 57 right there.
It's okay. I almost said 32.
You're gonna have to give me a second. You're gonna have to think about it, so it's okay.
It was too busy. There were people coming through. I was like, "I tell me the answer," and he was like, "24," and I was like, "Oh no." Yeah. Sorry. So not about anime.
So another reason that made me realize just now why I was so dumb for thinking I made up Dragon Ball. I have a DVD with the first 3 episodes of Dragon Ball Z on it. I got that as a kid.
Nice.
Just the first 3, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, sorry. I just found the manga you were talking about, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
It's Alice in the Country of Hearts.
Yes. But it's the Country of Clovers, the Country of Diamonds. So it's like by playing cards.
Like Black Clover?
Ooh.
Black Clover stealing from Alice in Wonderland? I'm kidding. Black Clover fans, don't come for me, okay? I'm going to start
I'm
it one day.
I'm coming for you
right now. No. Black Clover fans, please. Do fight us on anything because we need the exposure.
You're right. Come back.
Bring it.
You can ask them about it. I've never seen Black Clover.
I've seen bits. I've seen
parts. I haven't watched the new season, but it's good.
I haven't watched since like they started taking delays because of quarantine. So I have to get back on it.
Just like Fruits Basket season 2.
But you know why they're doing that, right?
It's not my fault with Fruits Basket.
because they're doing that. I think the creators or the producers, they produce Boruto and Black Clover and some other anime. So, because I remember at one point they were like, Boruto's looking really good. Why is Black Clover, like, you know, struggling on animation? And they had to
not up the their struggling. Ante.
Yeah, people were calling them out. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
No, I mean, good, because if it started off looking good and then suddenly it gets worse, you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
It's like Haikyuu's new season. They changed like animation studios, I think, or something like that, because there were like years in between season 3 and season 4, because they didn't think it was going to get popular, and then quarantine happened, and then everyone was watching Haikyuu. Great show, by the way. Very funny. And so then now season 4 is out, which it's not the end of the show, right? Like,
no, it's not.
I didn't think so. I know it's big, and I know the manga's done.
Yeah, season 4 is... It's pretty much like season 3, where it's just a match.
Oh, hell yeah.
But
I love season 3. It was so good.
There are a couple of matches. It just hasn't been dubbed, which I think...
I don't think it's happening.
I think it should, though, because the Haikyuu dub was so good. I think it's one of the best dubs.
No, completely agree, but I just don't think they're going to be able to get all those old actors that did it then. You know,
better.
Is it really that old though? Because
it's not, but like it's kind of like how you know, the girl I can't remember her name, the girl who voices Toru, how she's not with Funimation or doing anime at all anymore. Yes, how she's not doing anime anymore. She's doing strictly cartoons.
But bless her for coming back for Fruits Basket 2019.
Honestly, we appreciate it. We appreciate the OG cast coming back. Isn't it crazy to think about the first anime we all watched and how it somewhat defined our like our baseline taste.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Because I'm thinking like I watched more like Cowboy Bebop, Gurren Lagann, Rurouni Kenshin.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like I like anime that they like to fight, you know?
I mean.
I watched Dragon Ball and the first episode of Yu Yu Hakusho as a kid and then grew up and found Yu Yu Hakusho again. And I'm like, I love it.
My taste is now like so broad. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
I can't think of any show I've watched recently that is anything like Mermaid Melody. But I can think of shows that I watched after it that are very similar. Like, the next show I remember watching, like, all the way through was called Wedding Peach. Don't talk to me, okay? I love that show. It's actually, it has a place in my heart. It's so dumb. It's very 90s. But it has that, like, baseline of, like, it's three main girls, a love interest, like, the main love interest, like, enemies to lover thing. And then I watched Inuyasha. Like, I don't know what my taste is.
I think mine is, I have to consider, it's Ouran and Soul Eater were, like, the first two that I truly watched. So Ouran. It's dumb comedy and violence. Which
Mine's just broad, too, because, like, I like Angel Beats.
So good.
I almost cried, you know.
They fight in that.
But they do fight in that. That's it probably like if I see some action and then it's like has a little bit of drama, I'm like, you know what? Let's broaden our horizons, you know?
Come on, horizons. Yeah.
I want to point out that there are American books to anime adaptations. And I know this because growing up, I was a huge fan of the Magic Treehouse books.
Love Magic Treehouse. Mm-hmm. Such
there
a good series.
It's a Magic Treehouse anime.
You're lying
what?
To me.
No way.
I swear to God.
Not me looking this up right now.
I don't really.
I'm going to find it. Hold on. Oh my God, it exists.
I know.
Wait, does it have an opening?
It's a movie. It's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
I want to hear the opening song. Dang. But it goes, Ishige 10. No, I'm joking.
Great anime. Great anime.
Oh, speaking of which,
also, you better hit the notes.
Coming up with the new manga.
I know. I need to read it. I'm so excited. I want to read Tokyo Ghoul since season 2 doesn't exist in the manga at all.
But I love they really, season 2.
Right? Season 2 is amazing. They really said source material. How about our own ideas?
I want to read Promised Neverland since season 2 they skipped a lot of stuff that was in the manga.
Oh, we're not caught up on that. I forgot we were watching that. Oops.
It's okay. We're going to get
this
there.
This has been my final episode of Anime Cypher.
Oh, wow. We started the introductions and then he said, I'm done.
He's like, creative differences. He's going to make his own podcast, but guys, the reason I left, he just had creative differences, you know? That's it.
But hey, he's not cut up on Fruits Basket, so.
That wasn't my fault.
It is now. Is.
Wait, Devin, have you never seen Fruits Basket?
I've seen the original, the 2019 I was watching, and then because of quarantine, a lot of lag happened, and so I couldn't watch for a while, and then when I was about to watch, Kiss Anime shuts down, so I can't watch, I couldn't watch it again, and so I try and find it on Funimation, I get up to episode 15 of season 2, and they're like, all right, after episode 6, I mean, once episode 16 hits, you have to pay for an account. I didn't pay for an account, so I didn't watch it.
I didn't pay for an account.
I just found it on HBO Max, so guess what I'm gonna watch?
It's on HBO Max?
It's on HBO Max.
Wow. Wait, one more time. Fuck? Say it again one more time. Just for the
it's on
three.
HBO Max.
It's on HBO Max?
Holy shit. Because it's on Hulu, but like Hulu's not keeping up with it, which Hulu is with a lot of their anime now keeps up with it. Mm-hmm. Netflix get it together. But I didn't know it was on HBO Max.
Wait, hold on. I don't see it.
Did you lie, Delvin?
I never lie.
You lie! Like, we do have a... Del, we can send you a website we watch it on.
Well, guys. Should we start to wrap things up?
Oh, probably. Oh, yeah.
Let's get it.
We really went off. We said, here's our stories, and
well,
now
we did
we're
it,
gonna
though.
Talk.
We,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was all...
relevant.
I
knew the stories wouldn't take up the time slot we had in mind.
Delvin's like, I planned for this.
Delvin said, my story will be 30 seconds.
It's okay. You're not the one editing it.
Yay.
We love you.
I'll edit it tomorrow.
Let's wrap this up. So, thank you everybody for listening. This has been Delvin.
Anime Cypher.
Subscribe if you like us. Share with your friends.
Subscribe
Tune
if you don't.
Next week.
Subscribe if you don't.
Subscribe out of sheer spite.
Subscribe out of sheer fear.
Do it. We dare you.
I will find you if you don't subscribe.
He will. He's.
I mean, he has a specific set of skills that are, you know.
I will find
we,
you, and I will
we have
subscribe
the power.
For you.
Oh, we have the power of God and anime on our side. Sorry. Great meme, great meme. Anyway, yeah.
Bye, everyone. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.